here because the outside world rejects you.
All right, let's just jump straight into this. This is a big deal. This is big news coming over here from the Hollywood Reporter. And I don't think anybody was expecting this, but what a pleasant surprise. You can see the headline right there. It says live action, R-rated, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is in the works from producer Walter Hamada. And then you see the subheadline right there. It says Tyler Burton Smith, who co-wrote the upcoming action movie Boy Kills World, is penning the script for this high body count tale. Just the headline is huge right there. A live action Ninja Turtles movie is huge news. This is what fans have been begging for a long while now. I feel like a lot of fans feel like the Turtles have kind of been pigeonholed into just being like family friendly content, when if you've been a fan of the Ninja Turtles for a long time, you know that there is a ton of gritty stories that are dark, that are mature, and that are classics. And a lot of fans have been wanting to see this stuff in some type of on-screen media, and it looks like we're going to be getting just that. Let's go ahead and keep reading here. After the success of last year's animated hit film, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, Paramount Pictures is keeping Turtle Power going by putting a new feature project into development. This one, however, will go beyond the realm of the all-ages material the long-standing property is known for, and instead go into gritty R-rated territory. Paramount is developing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin, adapting a popular storyline seen in the recent IDW comics, as a live-action feature with the intent of making it for an R rating. This is wild. This is what they need to do. If this does well, I could see this opening up the doors for a ton of different mature Ninja Turtle storylines from the comics and things like that. This is it, in my opinion. This is like the big moment to like show these studios that a dark, gritty Ninja Turtles is the way to go. Yes, there is a place for like the family friendly stuff, of course, and that stuff is fun too. But just like the big properties like DC, Marvel, there's things that work for that family friendly space, and there's also things that work for that dark and gritty space. And both can exist at the same time. That's the way they should look at the Turtles, instead of the way they've been looking at them for so long, just this family friendly property that can't do anything dark and gritty. That, to me, is too much of a limited approach. I think one of the big reasons that original 1990 movie did so well back in the day was because it did do a good job of balancing the family-friendly stuff and the dark stuff. And then they never went back to the dark stuff really on screen, at least in live action. Anyways, let's go ahead and keep reading here. Super exciting stuff. Tyler Burton Smith, who co-wrote the upcoming R-rated action movie Boy Kills World, and who wrote the 2019 iteration of Chucky horror franchise Child's Play, is penning the script. Walter Hamada is producing through his 18 Hertz, I think, production company as part of his multi-year deal with the studio. Now, here in the article, it does explain a little bit about Hamada for those who may not know. Hamada is the former head of DC Films who rose through the ranks at New Line, where he oversaw Warner Brothers division's horror movies, including The Conjuring and It franchises. His 18 Hertz banner is focused on making features in the horror genre. So yeah, take that as you will. Me immediately just hearing that he rose through the ranks at New Line, I start connecting the dots. New Line was the company that made the original 1990 movie with the Jim Henson Creature Shop Ninja Turtle suits. So in my head, I'm already connecting those dots. Hopefully that's the route they go when it comes to how the Turtles look. Hopefully they look like that original 1990 movie. That's definitely on my wish list. Anyways, the article says, "And The Last Ronin is about as terrifying as the Turtles can get. Set in a totalitarian future New York City, the comic miniseries told how the Turtles and Master Splinter are killed off one by one by the grandson of the villainous Shredder and synthetic ninjas. One turtle manages to survive, barely, and vows to exact bloody vengeance. One trick of the book was that it wasn't clear, for a while at least, which one of the turtles lived, as the survivor had the weapons of all four." Yeah, for those who were around at that time when that comic was coming out, we were covering it here on the channel. It was like a big deal, like, who is The Last Ronin? Then it talks a little bit about who was all involved in making The Last Ronin, like, comic story. And you have co-creator Kevin Eastman, then you have Tom Waltz, and that it was a story based on an older story that Eastman and Peter Laird, the creators of the Ninja Turtles, had made back in the 80s. So yeah, there's a lot of history to this whole Last Ronin story and how it came to be. Then you see the artists there that were involved in the original book, the Scorza brothers, Ben Bishop, and then Eastman. Then it just talks about how well the book sold and that it was just a big hit. But yeah, it doesn't go anything into like when this is going to be released or who's going to be directing. But I think overall, this is massive positive news for the Ninja Turtles franchise. Now I'm starting to think like, how are they going to fit everything into one movie? There's 5 issues in that miniseries. It almost feels like 5 movies would be the way to go, but maybe they don't know if they're going to get any other chances. So they're just like, let's do this in one shot and see how it goes. It could turn out to be a classic. So let's just wait and see what happens. This is going to be so fun to cover. If you look at like the history of my videos here on the channel, this is what I've been waiting for as a Turtles fan since I started the channel. Something like this. And that's no disrespect to the other stuff that we've covered throughout the years. That's been a lot of fun to cover, and we've had some cool stuff come out of that. But me, just as a Turtle fan, even before I started this channel, this is what I've been waiting for. Now we just wait and see what they come up with. If you know me, if you've been following this channel, you know that I think that the designs of the Ninja Turtles is probably one of the most important things coming out of the gate. So hopefully they get that right, because after that, the story is absolute legendary. A lot of people know about The Last Ronin that are not even into comics. It's that impactful of a story. So yeah, let's see where this goes. I'll be covering it. So if you're new, hit subscribe. Make sure to follow on all the socials. We're always talking about all of this. And check out the website, www.theoldturtleden.com. But thanks everybody for watching. Let me know what you think down in the comments, and I will see you all in a little bit with another video. Take care.